As a regular bus rider myself, the decision by Teamsters Local 104 to go on strike this week seriously complicated my life and that of thousands of other Tucsonans. The disagreement between SunTran workers and the city of Tucson is over wages and benefits, but the bigger issue is whether control of the bus system should be retained by the city, which contracts a private company to do that management, or should it be turned over to the Regional Transportation Authority. That brings into question the entire nature of public transit in Tucson, as Christopher Conover explains.
The idea of transferring SunTran to the RTA is nothing new. The city and the RTA began the negotiation process nearly a year ago. But in the last week, the issue has moved to the forefront and become fairly contentious. When the Teamsters Union went on strike, all but closing down SunTran earlier this week, the issues on the table were pay, benefits, and job security. The Teamsters say they'd prefer the bus system be under the RTA because the drivers and mechanics are concerned that the city doesn't have the money to pay them. While the negotiations between SunTran and the Teamsters played out, the mayor and council were presented with a memorandum of understanding outlining the RTA's takeover of SunTran. The memorandum was delivered by Gary Hayes, the RTA's executive director. But members of the city council balked at the plan. Council member Regina Romero began the explanation of the council's concerns.
I find it very troubling that we, mayor and council, are negotiating with an unelected, appointed administrator of the RTA. This dialogue, this discussion that we're having regarding transit and its transfer should be from mayor and council to the RTA board.
Councilwoman Karen Ulick also said she wants to hear specifically from the members of the elected RTA board, not the appointed executive director.
My feeling is that we have already had this conversation. We have documentation of the concerns regarding governance, funding, service, and otherwise. I'd like to hear directly responsiveness from the RTA board on what they believe is any sticking point or whether they accept our comment and feedback, and then we can move forward. But until that action is taken by the board, I think we've done everything we can.
Gary Hayes was at the mayor and council's meeting, and he tried to set the record straight when it came to who was negotiating the transfer of SunTran.
On the 1st of July, the RTA board directed me to negotiate with the city manager on bringing forth an memorandum of understanding or an IGA from the council to the RTA board. Now, you're more than welcome to attend any RTA board meeting. Many of you have done that. But I have a directive that I have received, just like Mike has received from you.
Tucson Mayor Bob Walkup agreed that Hayes is the person to deal with.
And Gary, I think you made an extraordinarily important point that the board has empowered you.
Correct.
To deal with the city manager, who has been empowered by us to have the negotiations for the MOU.
In the end, the Tucson Mayor and Council decided on a 6-1 vote to not decide about the Memorandum of Understanding. After the city's vote, the RTA board called an emergency meeting for Friday afternoon, where Dave Joseph, the spokesman for the RTA, says the board decided to suspend negotiations with the city.
That kind of felt like things got overheated on Wednesday at the meeting, people are very emotional about the issue and are not really focusing on what we're really trying to do together, which is build a great regional transit system.
Did they give a timetable or just want everybody to take a couple of days off and walk away and we'll come back shortly?
Well, a couple of board members were hoping that it could be as quickly as 2 weeks, but I think the real sentiment is several months.
Meanwhile, not long after the RTA suspended negotiations with the city, SunTran and the Teamsters Union announced they were talking for the first time in nearly a week. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.